That empire, the art of cartography, that is, the art of map-making, had reached such levels of perfection, the map of one city alone took up the whole of a village. The map of the province took up the whole of a city. And the map, depicting the whole of the empire, taking up the whole of one whole province. Such as it was, these cartographers rose to much venerated heights within their world, becoming one of the highest ruling classes known to their society. Unconscionable maps did not fully satisfy the far-reaching desires of the map makers, and so the colleges of that art set about increasing the size and scale of a map of the empire, which had the exact same size of the empire itself and coincided with it, precise in every tiny detail, point by point, to a fine and accurate degree, rendered true in all three dimensions. Less addicted to the study of cartography, succeeding generations understood that this so-called widespread map was useless. Not without a touch of impiety, they abandoned it to the natural inclemencies of the sun and the rain, and the worst of summers and winters alike. On, inhabited by animals and beggars. But in that whole country, there are no other relics remaining of the cartographers' disciplines of geography. Thank you.